With KUT News in Austin, I'm Jennifer Staten. There are new poll numbers out this morning. The poll commissioned by the Austin Monitor showing how Austinites feel about their elected leaders and the jobs that they are doing in office. And here to talk about those results is Michael Kanin of the Austin Monitor. Michael, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Jennifer.
First question, do you approve or disapprove of Mayor Steve Adler's job performance? 51% approve, 28% disapprove. Mm-hmm. Do you approve or disapprove of the job the city council's doing? 40% approve, 43% disapprove. So what do these results mean?
Very superficially, the city appears to like the mayor and not like the council so much. The mayor, for all of his title, is actually really just the council chair. And so he and the council are sort of one and the same. But that's not the message that's getting across to the public. The public appears to believe that the mayor is doing a pretty good job and appears to generally believe that the council isn't.
So why do you think we're seeing that result?
One thing could be that it's sort of easier to pick out a single person and be happy with a single person. The mayor also has been out in front on a lot of issues. You know, the transportation networking companies thing with Lyft and Uber, the fact that they took a hard stand there, he's been the face that's associated with that. He's on television a lot. He's out there in the public. People know who he is, and they may not know who the council is. And the other thing is, you know, when they answer that question, do you approve or disapprove of council, they're thinking about the council as a whole. So it's like, I hate Congress, but I love my congressperson. And I think that maybe some of that is at work here, too.
So another question on the survey, do you think the Austin City Council puts too many regulations on businesses, not enough, or about the right amount? Yeah. 41% said too many, 16% said not enough, 37% said about the right amount. Yeah. And this, of course, in light of Uber and Lyft's vote.
37% of this population appears to suggest that the city of Austin, with all of its foibles, is doing the right thing in terms of regulation. Looking at the 41% or so
who said too many.
When you get into the crosstabs on this particular poll, it gets interesting. A good chunk of 18 to 45-year-olds believe that the council has imposed too many regulations. Our pollster over at Public Policy Polling suggested that you could tie that to Lyft and Uber.
What do you think is the worst thing about living in Austin? And there were choices listed. Allergies was not one of them, but transportation topped the list 51%. The next closest, housing, at 20%.
Coupled with the popularity of the mayor, it does seem to indicate that if the mayor can get a transportation bond through council, he could get it passed. Again, when you get down into the crosstabs on that question, particularly with the African American population, 71% of that population believe that housing was the main issue. No African Americans polled appeared to think that transportation was the worst thing about living in Austin. A lot of us talk about gentrification and a lot of us talk about the affordability of the city, but I think that in a particular community there that folks are really feeling that.
You can read more about the results at austinmonitor.com. Michael Kanin of the Austin Monitor, thanks for your time and your explanations today.
Thanks so much for yours.